The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the North Carolina Symphony, events from the town of Cary, the Ark of North Carolina, the Pinecone Traditional Review, and the Independent Weekly. To start with the North Carolina Symphony, a nod to the natural world in North Carolina Symphony's Pines of Rome, Respighi's masterpiece Flight of the Bumblebee and more on June 11th. Grab a seat under the pines of Regency Park for the Pines of Rome, the North Carolina Symphony's musical toast to the natural world. Resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in a summer classical music concert, highlighting imaginative compositions by Elgar and Copland, Rimsky-Korsakov's ever-popular Flight of the Bumblebee, and the Respighi masterpiece from which this concert takes its name. The performance takes place at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary's Regency Park on Saturday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. One-third of Respighi's glorious Roman trilogy, The Pines of Rome, depicts the eponymous trees as they watch over life from midday to dawn in four corners of the city. In the composer's words, he aimed to use nature as a point of departure in order to recall memories and visions as the pines become testimony for our principal events in Roman life. Premiered fittingly in Rome in 1924, the work was an immediate sensation, eventually becoming one of the most popular and oft-quoted compositions of the 20th century. It figured prominently in Disney's Fantasia and was cited by John Williams as a source for many of his film scores. With bold brass lines and recognizable nods to the sound of children playing and the songs of nightingales, it is an ideal piece to hear outside. But Maestro Curry is not satisfied with a single musical trip, as the concert also takes listeners to the American West with selections from Ferdy Grauffe's Grand Canyon Suite and Aaron Copland's evocative film score to The Red Pony. Also on the schedule is Edward Elgar's The Wild Bears, Alan Holvan Hans's And God Created Great Whales, and one of the wildest rides for any concertgoer, Rimsky-Korsakov's Breakneck Flight of the Bumblebee. The Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest continues at the Pines of Rome, as the symphony's roaming judges award the week's best picnickers with a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two honorable mention recipients will take home $20 Whole Foods gift cards. General admission lawn seating to the Pines of Rome is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. The Cocobooth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of US 1 and US 64 Tryon Road in Cary. The gates open at 5 p.m. Food and beverages, including wine and beer, are allowed on the grounds. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony's musicians, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. You can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750. Or toll free at 877-627-6724. Next, from the North Carolina Symphony, Tony Kirschman joins the North Carolina Symphony for Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney, on June 18th. The North Carolina Symphony welcomes singer Tony Kirschman to the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series for an unforgettable tribute to one of the greatest rock and rollers of all time, Paul McCartney. Also joined by guest conductor Martin Herman and a four-piece rock band, the symphony presents Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney, at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary's Regency Park on Saturday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. A veteran of Broadway hit Beatlemania, Tony Kirschman, the quintessential Paul McCartney, according to the Long Island Advance, has toured worldwide with the productions Twist and Shout, Classical Mystery Tour, All You Need Is Love, Legends in Concert, and with the classical rock band Wishbone Ash. He lends his uncanny vocals and dynamic stage presence to your symphony for an all-out celebration of rock royalty. The performance will include Hey Jude, Penny Lane, Live and Let Die, Yesterday, My Love, Let It Be, Maybe I'm Amazed, Silly Love Songs, and many, many more. The concert is the first of two North Carolina Symphony rock concerts this summer. Beat the Heat at the Music of Queen indoors at Vivendi Concert Hall in Raleigh on Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, program notes, podcast, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. The third item from the North Carolina Symphony is the North Carolina Symphony celebrates Independence Day with free concerts and fireworks. July 1st in Fayetteville, July 3rd in Garner, July 4th at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Join your North Carolina Symphony in celebrating our nation's 235th birthday with a concert of classical favorites and patriotic tunes, capped by some of the area's biggest firework displays. The orchestra takes over Lake Benson Park in Garner for a free concert on Sunday, July 3rd at 8:30 p.m., followed by a free July 4th concert that is part of the symphony's Rex Healthcare Summerfest series in Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. The Cary concert begins at 7:30 p.m. Gates open at 5 p.m. As with every Summerfest concert, outside food and beverages, including beer and wine, are welcome. Acclaimed guest conductor Sarah Ioannidis leads the performances. Praised by the New York Times for her unquestionable strength and authority, the Australian conductor is a creative force behind two of America's finest up-and-coming orchestras, the El Paso and Spartanburg Symphony Orchestras. Her engagements have spanned five continents, and she has served as an assistant conductor to Paavo Järvi at the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and to Academy Award-winning composer Tan Dunn. She takes the podium for a concert program featuring a little bit of everything. John Williams's Olympic Ode Summon the Heroes, composed for the 1996 Summer Games in Atlanta, paves the way for a Duke Ellington medley, an arrangement of Harold Arlen's timeless Somewhere Over the Rainbow, classical favorites by Verdi and Tchaikovsky, and more. Fans hoping to hear the traditional 4th of July fare will not be disappointed. The lineup includes many patriotic staples, from works by Sousa and Leroy Anderson to a special salute to America's Armed Forces. Lending his vocal talents to the evening is tenor Adam Ulrich. A New York native, he makes his North Carolina Symphony debut after previously appearing in the Piedmont Opera's La Boheme and in the title role in Bernstein's Candide at the Brevard Music Center. Being an alumnus of UNC School of the Arts and the A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute, I consider North Carolina to be my home, he says. Making my symphony debut is the best welcome home gift I could think of. The symphony also presents the free concert in Fayetteville's Festival Park on Friday, July 1st at 8 o'clock p.m. Lake Benson Park is located at 921 Buffalo Road in Garner. The Cocobooth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of U.S. 1 and U.S. 64 Tryon Road in Cary. For information, you can call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Moving from the North Carolina Symphony to the town of Cary, here are listings of events, the July calendar of listings for the town of Cary. On July 10th, the Brussels Chamber Orchestra and Soloists in concert on Sunday, July 10th at 3 p.m. at the Cary Community Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. For information, visit crosscurrentsfestival.com. Tickets are $25. On Monday, July 11th, the Brussels Chamber Orchestra open rehearsal schedule will be located at the First Baptist Church Chapel. Experience firsthand the inner workings of an international chamber orchestra's rehearsal process. All open rehearsals are free and open to the public. For information, you can visit Cross Currents Festival. That's crosscurrentsfestival.com. The Brussels Chamber Orchestra will again have another open rehearsal on Wednesday, July 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. located at the Carey Senior Center. And closing on July 14th, the Brussels Chamber Orchestra and soloists will be in concert at the Carey Community Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. That's Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25. Some upcoming special events. There is an ice cream social, age 55 and up, that will be free at the Carey Senior Center Ballroom. That's Friday, July 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m. Not only do we get to enjoy delicious ice cream treats, but we are entertained by the Bond Park Community Day Center Day Camp. Reserve your spot by Friday, June 25th. For more information, call 919-469-4081. That number again is 919-469-4081. On Monday, July 4th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., is the Independence Day Old Time Celebration. The event is free. Located at the Fred G. Bond Metro Park waterfront, come join us for an old-fashioned celebration of our nation's birth. From a fishing tournament to a parade in the park to games and competition, this will be a day of fun. For information, you can call 919-469-4100. That's 919-469-4100. And Independence Day fireworks free on Monday, July 4th at the Cocobooth Amphitheater at Regency Park. Join us in celebration of our nation's 235th year with patriotic favorites and the Triangle's biggest firework display. Gates open at 3 o'clock p.m. An announcement from the ARC for the calendar. There's a new art program in Siler City that is open to anyone who would like to attend, regardless of age, ability, or artistic talent. It is called the Inclusive Arts Initiative of Chatham County, and it is 100% free to attend. Regardless of who provides your services, or if you do not have paid services, and your staff and family member may attend for free to create beautiful art. For information, you can call Reiki Mateen at 919-533-4166. The number again is 919-533-4166. Moving to the Pinecone Traditional Review, there are a few events coming up. The first is Flamenco Comes Alive on Sunday, June 12th at 3 p.m., part of the Music of the Carolina series, held at Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. The event is free and open to the public. The Music of the Carolina series concludes this season with Flamenco Vivo Carlotta Santana. She is on the faculty of Duke University and has taught at Long Island and New York universities. Santana is a recipient of a choreographer fellowship from the North Carolina Arts Council. If you've ever marveled at the playing of castanets or how flamenco dancers make the sounds with their feet and keep time with those amazing rhythmic hand claps, or if you're just curious about the art and history of flamenco dance, this is one program you won't want to miss. At the Museum of History, Santana will lead a workshop to teach you the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. Audience participation is encouraged in this program. You can try some of the steps and rhythms yourself. Santana has traveled throughout the United States for 27 years, and including the pride, passion, and discipline of the flamenco art form to children and adults alike. This program begins at 3 o'clock p.m. in the North Carolina Museum of History's Daniels Auditorium. The concert is free and open to the public. Large print program notes will also be available. Next, the second is the Pinecone in Town of Carey presents the Monitors on Saturday, June 11th at 3 o'clock p.m. part of the Pinecone Summer Series at Sertoma, held at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site is Kiwanis Shelter, 801 High House Road in Cary. The event is free and open to the public. The Monitors are an outstanding musical ensemble with half a century of history. During that time, they have performed at concerts, Mardi Gras, Hawaiian luaus, street festivals, and more. They have been the backup band for celebrity artists such as Otis Redding, Millie Jackson, Major Lance, Faye Adams, Joyce Thorne, Connie Harvey, Maceo Parker, and Milton Bullock. They provide the opening concert for international stars Ray Charles, Roberta Flack, and Flack used to be the lead singer with the group. They were featured guests with the Barton College Wilson Symphony Orchestra, and they recently completed a tour of North and South Carolina with the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra. The Pinecone is thrilled to shine the spotlight on some of the music traditions of Eastern North Carolina Piedmont by presenting the Monitors right here in the Triangle. The concert is free and open to the public, so make plans to spend the afternoon soaking in some air, sunshines, and traditional jazz music performed by one of North Carolina's own musical treasures. The third event, listed in the Pinecone, is a benefit for Jan Johansson on Saturday, June 18th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Church, located at 3313 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Suggested donation is $15 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. In March, we had the distinct pleasure of informing Pinecone members, friends, and fans that local musician Jan Johansson had received a long-awaited heart transplant. This month, Circle of Friends for Jan hosts another benefit to celebrate the heart transplant, to thank Jan and Teresa Johansson for all they do for our community, and to thank the community for all the support they've shown to Jan and Teresa during this process, and, of course, to raise funds to help defray the family's continuing medical expenses as Jan continues down the road to recovery. Johansson is well known throughout North Carolina as an accomplished acoustic musician, producer, and music instructor. For years, Johansson suffered from heart problems, beginning with a heart attack at the young age of 36. Please join in for an afternoon of great music, food, and fellowship, and bring your musical instruments to join in the informal jam sessions. Also, jam groups will be invited to come on stage to perform a song or two. Again, that is the benefit for Jan Johansson at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Church, Wade Avenue in Raleigh. A few other goings-on in the area from the Pinecone. On Friday, June 10th, the Steep Canyon Rangers play at WUNC Back Porch Music Concert at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham, North Carolina. Visit wunc.org/events/back/back-porch-music-concert-series. On Saturday, June 11th, the Bluegrass Benefit Concert featuring Ken Scoggins and Miller's Creek, Coyote Ridge, Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion, the Rocky River Ramblers, and more will be held at Silcombe Farm Heritage Park in Silcope, North Carolina. Also on Saturday, June 11th, the Peak City Blues Project will play at the Pittsburgh General Store Cafe in Pittsburgh, North Carolina. For information, you can call 919-542-2432. On Sunday, June 12th, J.D. Souther with Jill Andrews will play at the Art Center in Carrboro. The number for information is 919-929-2787. That's 929-2787. Also on Sunday, the String Peddlers will play at Southern Village in Chapel Hill. There's not a time listed. And that concludes the events from the Pinecone Traditional Review. Moving on to the Independent Weekly, there are a few events of note there, starting with a few lectures. Duke Integrative Medicine Info Session on Wednesday, June 15th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Staffers share info about the Duke Integrative Medicine's approach to healthcare. The event is free, but the RSVP is the number is 681-2958. Again, the RSVP number is 681-2958. The event will be held at the Duke Center for Living Campus, Integrative Medicine Building, 3475 Irwin Road in Durham. Another upcoming event is the Periodic Tables will meet on Tuesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. It is a monthly gathering for a plain English discussion on the latest in the scientific community. For information, you can email bradh@ncmls.org. The event will be held at the Broad Street Cafe, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. Moving to some readings that will occur in the next week, Gene Anderson will read on Thursday, June 16th at 7 p.m., a local author of Durham County, A History of Durham County, North Carolina. The event will be held at the Regulator Bookshop at 720 9th Street in Durham. For information, you can call 286-2700. That's 286-2700. Another reading will be Lee Smith, reading from Mrs. Darcy and the Blue-Eyed Stranger, New and Selected Stories, on Wednesday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at Flyleaf Books, 752 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Chapel Hill. Information, 942-7373. That's 942-7373. On Friday, June 10th at 7 p.m., at the Regulator Bookshop, 720 9th Street in Durham, 286-2700. And on Saturday, June 11th at 2 p.m. at McIntyre's Fine Books, 2000 Farrington Village Center, Pittsburgh. The number is 542-3030. That's 542-3030. In some literary-related events, Peter's Pajama Party on Friday, June 17th at 7 p.m., musician and songwriter Peter Hulsapple shares books, stories, and songs for children of all ages at the Regulator Bookshop at 720 9th Street in Durham. The number is 286-2700. Again, the Regulator Storytellers will meet on Monday, June 13th at 7 p.m. John Benitello hosts an evening of stories for grown-ups at the Regulator Bookshop, 720 9th Street in Durham. For information, 286-2700. Some special events in the Triangle. The Triangle Restaurant Week goes through June 12th. Three-course fixed-price meals, $15 for lunch, $20 to $30 for dinner at participating Triangle restaurants. For information, there's a website listed, TriRestaurantWeek.com. That's TriRestaurantWeek.com. Some ongoing events. Theater Fest 2011, Southern Comfort, through June 26. NC State University's Theater presents a three-play series, The Dixie Swim Club by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten, Southern Comforts by Kathleen Clark, WMKS, Where Music Kills Sorrow by Frank Higgins, Wednesday through Sunday at 7:30 p.m., except June 26th, Sunday at 2 p.m. Detailed performance schedule is available at the website. Tickets are $5 to $33. For information, you can call 515-1100. The number again is 515-1100. They list their website as ncsu.edu/theater/theaterfest. That's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, theater, /theaterfest. The location will be at the NCSU campus, Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall in Raleigh. Another ongoing event, the Three Penny Opera. Through June 19th, the Raleigh Little Theater presents the Brecht Weil Music Theater piece directed by Haskell Fitzsimmons. Thursday, Saturday, 8 p.m., Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 to $22 at the Raleigh Little Theater, 301 Pogue Street. Tickets or information, you can for tickets, you can call 821-3111. That number again is 821-3111. The office number is 821-4579. A few other events to wrap up. There are farmers markets again to tell you about. The campus farmers market and at NCSU on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2205 Hillsborough Street at the Brickyard. That's in Raleigh, and the information for that number for that is 513-0085. That's 513-0085. The Cary Downtown Farmers Market takes place on Tuesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. located at 744 East Chatham Street. That's 744 East Chatham Street in Cary. The Chatham Mills Farmers Market takes place on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. For information, you can call 704-0549. That's 704-0549. Located at the Chatham Mills Center at 480 Hillsborough Street at 15501 North in Pittsburgh. The Interfaith Food Shuttle Young Farmer Market takes place Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Interfaith Food Shuttle Farm, 4505 Tryon Road in Raleigh. For information, 250-0043. The Raleigh Downtown Farmers Market takes place on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at City Plaza at the 400 block of Fayetteville Street. For information, you can call 821-6979. The State Farmers Market takes place Mondays through Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., located at 1201 Agriculture Street at I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh. For information, you can call 733-7417. That's 733-7417. And the Wake Forest Farmers Market takes place on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon, located at 110 South White Street. For information, you can call 556-2284. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.